Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Saints of the Most High. Yeah, this is Elder Rufus. Thank you for joining me this evening on Blog Talk Radio. This is, if you have questions, the book has answers. Hallelujah. Appreciate you all joining me tonight for the fellowship. Elder's tired. We've been getting after it. I know some of y'all have seen some of the videos that I've been putting out. Y'all can see we are staying busy here in Georgia, and we are happy about it. First and foremost, I want to give all praise, all honor to the Most High Yah. I want to thank him for breath. I want to thank him for life. I want to thank him especially for strength. I have needed the strength of the Most High Yah all the days of my life, but I have really needed it this last week. It's been so many different things going on in Israel. And I just thank him for it. Thank you, saints. I see that some of you have already moved forward and already given me a radio check. it sounds echoey to me. That's because I'm sitting in this big multi-purpose building. We are tearing out the floors over across the street at our main home, and we still got work to do. The brethren are over there probably listening but working at the same time, and this was the best spot for me to do it at this week. Let me know in the chat room if it's echoey to you guys or is it just on my end. If it's on my end, I can handle it. If it's on, if you guys are hearing it, I don't know what I can do about it, actually. Because I'm stuck in here this week doing it. Typically, I will be either in a bedroom or in my office. And neither one of those are available right now. So I am in the multi-purpose building. But it's a nice setup. As long as we can keep the saints from running in and out the door and put a sign up, but you know how saints are. Oh, I didn't listen to the video. I didn't see the sign. You know how it is. So, because a lot of saints will come over here to use these bathrooms, go in and out of the kitchen, things like that. So hopefully we have no interruptions. But I've been asking you guys to go ahead and send in questions and things of that magnitude. I have not really got a response from you guys. Now, it's amazing. It's amazing. Throughout the week, I get a boatload of questions from you guys, a boatload. But I have not received specifically questions regarding that you wanted to be read on the broadcast. So we will eventually get to the point where I will possibly open up the phone lines again, and we can do it live so people can come on, give testimonies, statements, things of that magnitude. I know the Most High Yah is moving. He is moving. He is moving. He is moving. I am seeing the faithful of the Most High get healed. I'm seeing the diligent get delivered. I'm seeing those that have the spirit of, to press forward. I'm seeing them have breakthroughs in their lives. So it's clear to me that Yah is moving. And in this hour that we're living in, I think it's extremely important that we become so close and so connected, not only to the Father, but to the body of Christ. It's not enough for you to claim that you love the Father. You love the work and you appreciate what the Son did for you, what the Messiah, our Savior, what he did for you, but not come for fellowship, to forsake the fellowship. It is extremely important, especially in this hour. It's been incredible messages going forth by Pastor Dow. I don't know if you guys got a chance to listen to Pastor Dow and Preacher Daniel on the Lion's Den going into the Shabbat. That was one of the most powerful broadcasts I've been a part of. I'm just being honest now. It might have not been that for you, but that's what it was for me. I would say bawled out. I mean, I cried probably 70% of that broadcast. Those words was cut so deep. They penetrated my heart so, just so much, that all I could do was just cry and cry out to the Father and praise and worship and thanking him. I mean, Georgia here, we were bubbling. That word that Pastor Dow and Daniel was given had us fired up. And, you know, they took things that I've been saying and preaching here in Georgia to a whole nother level of understanding. So we were grateful. We really had a spirit of gratitude here. And it came out the next day, or that night, actually, because we had Brother Vincent here. Shout out to Brother Vincent from the Texas Saints out there in the Houston area. He came and visited with us this weekend. And, you know, Vincent, he ain't going nowhere without that guitar. So we had live music, and, I mean, we praised the Father. We did open mic. I mean, we just really, really, really were grateful for the position that the Most High has us in now. And I'm excited about Straightway Georgia. You know, I'm going to just be real specific, okay? I'm very excited about Straightway Georgia and what we have going here. I have prayed for a very, 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 very long time for the brethren to come together in unity. Now, most people know the sisters have always been very strong here at Straightway Georgia. They've worked through things and fought and persevered, and they've had a nice, strong bond, and it's been a blessing to all of Israel because a lot of women come here and get ministered to. But I waited a long time to see the love of the brethren, and we have it here in Georgia now, and I'm telling you, I love it. I love it. I told brothers, be here at 6 o'clock in the morning. Now, mind you, we stayed up all night last night praising the Father. We knew we had training with the sisters this morning. The sisters went to the range. It was their turn to go for gun training. The last training was the brothers, so this training was for all the sisters. And we have a lot of new saints that's never been trained by anybody here at Straightway, especially like Brother Brent Crago and Sister Sonia. And so the sisters got a chance to go up there for training. So, you know, we had an early morning, because that's like an hour and 20-minute, hour and 30-minute drive just to get up there to Straightway Cleveland, hallelujah, to get to Straightway Cleveland. And so I told the brethren, be here at 6 o'clock, hallelujah. And I literally was really only speaking to the brothers that live on the land. I was telling them, be up at 6 o'clock. Now, mind you, of course, I'm up at 5. I'm out there working, moving, getting things out of the way, getting set up at 5:30. Man, most of those brothers was right there at the same time. That's not, you know, a few minutes after me. Almost all the brothers, well, all the brothers that were supposed to be here at 6, they were all here at 6. And a few other brothers showed up that didn't even have to be here at 6 at 6 o'clock. And then some of them strolled in around 7 o'clock, even earlier than normal. So they were just ready to work. And we had multiple projects going on. We were organizing. We were moving. Because we are actually adding a saint to the community here soon here in the next month. So we were shifting things around and making room for that individual. So, you know, we just do the shuffle where you get to move here, you move here, you move here. We got young men that are growing up, so they need their own space. And so we're giving them their space and shipping a few sisters around here to make room for the brother that we got moving here within a month that's going to be a part of the community, been faithful for years, serving, being a blessing to the Most High Yah and to his people. So it's just time that he gets to move on the community. Hallelujah. That brother is Brother Herbert. Some of y'all know him. Brother Herbert will become an official member of the community here at the Straightway Georgia. He'll be living on the land here within a month. So glory to the Most High. But we just had a lot going on, you guys, had a lot going on, organizing sheds. We was doing electrical work over here and a little bit of mudding in the multipurpose building. I think Brother Jonathan, he had to go drop a truck off at Brother Brent's, but he's also doing lights and stuff here. I mean, so everybody's busy from the young children all the way up. Everybody got things to do. And it's just beautiful to see brothers come together like this in a good spirit. Nobody's dragging. Nobody's got a bad attitude. Everybody's excited to get after this work, and everybody's excited. What are we doing next? What are we doing next? What are we moving to here? What are we going to here? Everybody's just excited. So it fills my heart with joy that to see these prayers being answered, but I also know that with the Most High, you know, too much is given, much is going to be required. Hallelujah, too much is given, much is going to be required. So I know there's going to be a lot required of me myself just because I asked for this. I petitioned the Father. I begged him. I beseeched him for this. I truly did. And he has answered my prayer. So I've been pressing on the saints that in this hour, we know the prophecy that went forward out of Pastor Don's mouth about it's going to be a great separation, a great divide coming. So I've been really, 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 really preaching hard and hitting saints hard on getting closer to Yah. And I just still don't see it getting through to a lot of us. I'm talking about saints that's been around 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13 years, still kind of stuck in the same stupor that they've been stuck in. But there's a reward for you. Do you understand that? If you choose to stay carnal in your mind and carnal in your thought, stay in a state that the Bible considers you an unrighteous person, Yah has wrath for you. Do you understand that? And it just breaks my heart when I look out amongst Israel and I see that a lot of us still aren't taking the words that's coming out of the mouth of Pastor Dow, the man of Yah, the chosen man of Yah for this generation, that we're just not taking them seriously. Now, are there people making moves? Absolutely. I see it almost every day here. I get testimonies coming in from brothers. I know we have brethren actually on the West Coast that I know are moving, like making moves now, getting close to communities. I know brothers that, and I'm saying brethren in general, you know, this could be sisters too, but it could be families, you know, just kind of being in general. But I know specifically brethren on the East Coast that are making moves soon in the next month, 2 months. And that fills my heart. But I wish I had more than 3 or 4 stories. I wish I had 20. I wish I had 50 stories, because I know some of you are still stuck in the cities. It don't matter if you're stuck in the cities in America. It don't matter if you're stuck in the cities in Canada. It don't matter if you're stuck in the cities in Europe. It don't matter where you're stuck in these cities at. I desire for you to get up out these cities. I truly do. I truly do. Now, I understand there's going to be a number, but Pastor did a very good job on Brother Daniel's broadcast of breaking down for you guys how, on the Lion's Den, how Yah plucks these out of the cities, all right? Because, like, here, even here in Georgia, it's amazing, especially those that actually live on the land. I believe there's really, now, I don't think we have anyone, I'm thinking hard real quick, y'all. I don't think we have anyone that actually lives on the land, that's a part of, you know, the living on the land community, that is actually born in Georgia. Not one. Not right now. I don't think so. I'm going through the different families. I'm looking. I do not believe we have one person besides the babies. You know what I'm saying now? You know, our babies have been born in Georgia. And I'm talking about the adults. All of us was plucked from major cities in Maryland, major cities in Michigan, major cities in Indiana. You see what I'm saying? Major cities in New York. Y'all getting this? New Jersey. Are y'all understanding this? Texas. Yah is doing his thing. And Pastor did an incredible job of breaking that down, giving us a live example of what Yah is doing. Hallelujah. Now, since I'm not getting the questions to come in, you know, this is what I believe the Father told me. He said, if you guys have questions, the book has answers. So since I'm not getting the questions, what I'll probably end up doing is we'll get to a point, like I said, where we'll open up the phone lines and things like that. But I will probably start taking the questions that y'all are sending to me throughout the week, your private personal questions. Now, again, I'm not going to put you on blast. I know how to form and shape things so that no one knows who I'm talking about and all that good stuff. But if I believe it's the type of thing that is going to bless Israel, I'm going to use that and break that down for the saints. Because if you've got these issues and you got these lack of understanding situations, what do you think your brethren got? There's others that are struggling. And if you are the type of individual that has really, truly got your heart and your mind made up, that it's time to come out, you need to try to be a blessing to everyone else so they can get the same level of understanding that you're trying to get. It's a lot of you, and you know you are. It's a lot of you that are beating this phone up. I looked at this new, this iPhone, y'all, Elder. I've transitioned over to iPhone. I know Pastor had one. And, you know, I was just trying to be streamlined and be in unison and, you know, be able to FaceTime, whatever. You know what I mean? So I just thought it was time to transition my family from Androids over to iPhones, right? So I got this iPhone. Well, it does a thing that I don't remember my Android ever doing. And it'll pull up pretty much every week telling me, like, my talk time, text time, and, you know, it just breaks down everything that's going on my phone. And the one thing that I thought was amazing was that it told me that this phone is touched and talked on, or you know, some kind of message on this phone is done every 4 minutes. And I said, you got to be freaking kidding me. Every 4 minutes. Now, mind you, I do try to sleep. I do get some sleep. But on average, it says there's some kind of message, some kind of communicate going out on this phone every 4 minutes. There are a lot of times when I'm talking to you on the phone, right? The saint that have called or need me, and I'm in the middle of a counseling session, we're doing a conference, three-way, whatever, right? And at the same time, I have to text information to saints. You understand what I'm saying? So I've got my iPad. I got an iPad now. It's helping me a little bit. I just got it. I don't know much about it. I got to get with Elder Mitchell, my brother, my friend. He knows more about this stuff than me. He knows how to sync these things together and you know, maybe help me be a little bit more organized, because I know there's a lot of you waiting to hear responses back from me. There are a lot of you waiting to come to this community. I know you want to come. I know you want to come visit and help with the work and fellowship. It all just has to be organized, because at the end of the day, I still need to be available when needed by Pastor Dial. I still need to be available if needed by Elder Becker or any of the elders, or just ministry work, period. I have to be available for that. So I try not to make sure I get too bogged down, and I try to make sure that I don't overcommit. You know, so like if you guys are coming to visit for the first or second time or something like that, and there's a chance I may not be on the land for that Shabbat, I'm not going to have you come visit that week. You know what I mean? I understand you're coming to help and you want to see everybody, but the majority of you are coming to see me, and most of you, I already know, you want my ear for counsel, which is fine. This is what I'm here for. I don't mind the work at all. But again, I want to be fair and I want to be balanced in all that I do for Yah. Hallelujah. So, but I'm going to probably start doing, since I'm not seeing the messages come in through text or email with questions, I will just start plucking the questions that I think are good from the weekly conversations and text messages and all that stuff, like Marco Polo's. And I mean, I'm FaceTiming saints now, and I'm doing all kind of communiques with the saints. Hallelujah. So we're going to get to wherever y'all wants us to get. That I do know, and I can guarantee. If you guys would, do me a favor. Please give me another sound check before I go into the reading of the word, because y'all did put a little something on my heart. I'm going to read it, and then we'll end our fellowship. I'm going to read it, and we'll be done. Hallelujah. But if I could, those of you that are in the chat room, can I get a sound check? 10 if you can hear me good. 0 if you can't. You know, everybody's 10. I love it. Hallelujah. Bless you, saints. Do appreciate those that have sacrificed and come out to fellowship with us tonight. What the Father put on my heart for us to deal with tonight is this wrath that is going to be on us if we continue to walk in this thing called unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Brother Vince, I see you in there. Hallelujah. Hopefully you're at a safe place, my brother. Hopefully you've shut it down for the night, getting some rest so you can get back home to that beautiful family you got there in Houston. Give them all our love when we get there, man. Give them hugs and kisses for us. And the little man, you know, pluck him in the chest for me. Tell him Elder love him. Hallelujah. That is a beautiful young man right there. Glory to the King. All right. So it looks like we all set. We ready to rock and roll. We're going to be in Romans today, you guys. We're going to be in Romans. We're going to be in the first chapter. Hallelujah. We're going to be in Romans, first chapter. We're going to probably start around verse 18. That's where we're going to be. Romans 1, verse 18. Let Elder get a little sip of water here. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. But I think this is very, very important. My heart, it's literally been so heavy lately. The different situations and scenarios that are going on in Israel with the brethren, with leadership, you name it. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. It's just been heavy. Now, again, I don't have a spirit of heaviness on me. I want you to understand. My heart loves you. I'm your brother in this thing. I'm your brother in this walk. I'm a fellow servant with you in this. So when I can see that a good portion of the body is hurting, I'm going to hurt. Like the book says, if one part of the body hurts, the entire body hurts. And I hurt because I see what Yah's doing. I see the increase he's given us in strength and power and miracles and signs. I mean, it's like everybody I lay hands on now, they're getting healed almost instantly, y'all. Almost instantly. Now, have I walked in the power for a long time? I actually have. But at this level of power, I can see the increase in it. I can see the increase in it. And the testimonies are rolling in. And, of course, I ain't done nothing. This is all the Most High Yah. He gets all the glory, all the credit, because he's the only one. I ain't never healed a person. It's been Yah doing the healing. He'll use me as a vessel to lay hands on and to command, right? Hallelujah. But he is the one delivering, and he's the one healing all of his people and showing these miracles. And I'm watching that increase, which is adequate, because we see that the powers of the Hasatan, the devil and the people that submit to him, we seeing them lose their minds. We seeing them increase in their wickedness. So we really have to press in Yah. We really need to be dwelling in that secret place in the Most High Yah, so that when these things are going on, we can just see them with our eyes and not going to come near us, you guys. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So let's read. We're going to get to Romans chapter 1, verse 18. We're going to start there. I'm reading out of the King James Version of the Bible. We have a lot of new folk in the ministry, so we want to try to keep it even. So some words I may switch up a little bit because I'm used to y'all, but I'll try to just keep it, you know, just vanilla through the King James Version and not try to go to the what we, so-called Hebraic stuff. Hallelujah. Roll to the King. Romans chapter 1, verse 18 says, "For the wrath of Yah is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." Now, we're very familiar with someone who holds the truth in unrighteousness, are we not? Is that not what the Hasatan did? So we're sitting here and we're listening as we get going here in Romans, and Yah start off with a banger, letting you know that this stuff that he's going to do, this wrath, is coming straight from Shemayim. It's coming straight from heaven. And it's for you that choose to walk in ungodliness and unrighteousness. You unrighteous men, you know who you are. This wrath coming from heaven is directly for you because you have taken on and accepted the character of the Hasatan. So this is going to be your just recompense. Hallelujah. Verse 19, because that which may be known of Yah is manifested in them. For Yah have showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him, the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Yahweh, so that they are without excuse. See, all this is going to go down, and at the end, everything's going to be revealed. Y'all know how this book talks about how the things you do in secret are going to be revealed openly, and he's always maneuvering and working to show us that he's going to eliminate every single excuse that you have. So when you got these fruits of unrighteousness and you want to be ungodly and unclean, it's coming out. And all these are going to be without excuse in the end. Verse 21, because that when they knew Yah, they glorified him not as Yah. See, this is very, very important. I remember Pastor did a teaching about the different levels of who Yah is and how he manifests himself in your life. Hallelujah. And this is important because if you don't acknowledge him as Yah, meaning your Lord, your Savior, your Creator, the Father of everything, you don't acknowledge him in that, this is the just recompense you're going to get. This is the reward, the wrath that's coming for you. Hallelujah. Back to finish up verse 21. Neither were they thankful, but became vain. Listen to the things that happen to you. When you make the decision to walk in ungodliness, to live an unrighteous lifestyle. Hallelujah. Especially you men, because it called you out. It said unrighteousness of men. It called you out. But when you choose to live this way, this is the stuff that's going to happen to you. You're going to become vain in your imaginations, and their foolishness of heart will be darker. You hear that? It says, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Now, I know that sounds familiar to a lot of you guys. How many of you are around saints right now, and you can see the foolishness of their heart being manifested, and their imaginations, they're so vain, and they ain't being dealt with. They're not casting out anything. They're not putting into subjection these thoughts. They're not doing any of that. And you can see, you can literally see their heart being darkened. Now, mind you, they still come into fellowship when they feel like it. They're still showing up at our feast of charities, but they are spots. They are blemished. They are wrinkled in our feast. Why? Because they've chosen to walk in this ungodliness. They've chosen to take on the character and the nature of the Hasatan and not live a righteous lifestyle. And I'm telling you, calling you men out, a lot of you men, I'm telling you, now we know a lot of women are going to go to hell. We already know. Because y'all just wicked. I mean, y'all women, y'all are something else. Ooh-wee. But a lot of you men are going to be held accountable. Because a lot of these women can only go as far as their wicked heads can go. And some of these women, if they had stable, solid, God-fearing men leading them, they would follow. So you're doing these women a disservice when you're not pouring spiritually into them, when you're not elevating them in the areas they need to be elevated in, when you're not challenging them spiritually. Now, you got to challenge them, but you also have to support challenges. You can't just blue, and then leave them defenseless, leave them toolless. You got to give them the tools. You got to set them up in a position to where they can be successful in these challenges that you put before them so they can see, man, these prayers work. Y'all actually listens to this. Oh, my God. Wow, this is the book being played out. You see what I'm saying? That's your job as a head. But you would desire to walk in unrighteousness instead. So this is the just recompense that's coming to you. This is the wrath of Yah coming straight from Shemaim to you. Now let's get back to this book. We're back in Romans, the first chapter. We're going to pick up at verse 22. You were professing themselves to be wise. They became fools. Well, I think we know that so well. How many of you guys know of saints? I think he even makes statements like this, man, they so wise, they stupid. They think they so smart, they don't know nothing, though. And I'm telling you, that spirit of intellect, it will consume you. You trying to 1, 2, 3 and ABC your way through the faith, and it don't work like that. You have to have faith. Without that, your works, faith without works is what? It's dead. You've got to extend your faith when you're talking about Yah. Because here's the key. If you don't, what you need Yah for? If you can plan it and you can put procedures together for it to function and flow, what you need Yah for? Where's the extending of your faith? Where's the stirring of your gift to get closer to Him? You wouldn't need all that if you could do it. See, this thing is, it's about worship, you guys. Yah desires your worship because He's worthy of it. Hallelujah. And the devil desires your worship because he wants to be like Yah. But he is a false, fake, lying imitator. But you got to walk like that daily. You got to show him that daily, that you are connected to the true creator of the most, creator of the universe. You connected to the Most High Yah, not to the things of the house of time. Man, I'm telling you, it was said here recently that through by Teacher Shane, for those that watch the Shabbat service, Teacher Shane said this, that see, your mind and your thoughts is to self way too much. Some of you can't get past yourself. And I'm telling you, you're going down a road of destruction. You are going down a road of destruction. get your heart, get your mind set on being a true, humble, willing, cheerful, and I mean that in all those aspects, humble, willing, and cheerful servant of the Most High. You get your heart and mind fixed on that, you're going to be okay. But some of you, you're not fooling us. You do things, but only because you know you're going to get something from the saints in return. You always got your hand out in need. Only time you call is when you need something. And then you always stuck with excuse in your mind. But see, y'all already figured that already out through his eternal power. He figured that already out. He's going to leave you without excuse in the end. Because you got an accusation against your brother. The day they tell you, no, we can't do that for you, you got an accusation. The good thing is it's going to be false. The accusation is going to be false because it's going to be some of that foolish stuff coming from your heart. And because your heart is darkened and you haven't sought the things of the Most High, Yah will reveal it in due season. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. All right. Verse 23. And change the glory of the uncorruptible Yah into an image made like to a corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Now, this I'm going to touch on real quick, because you got to be extremely careful when you are out here, especially some of you, because you're new, some of you old and still do this, been around for decades, been around for 5, 10 years, whatever. And you still like to go eat off other tables. You still like to go sample other foods, not knowing that they're unclean. Because if Yah gave you a witness on the shepherd, Pastor Charles Dow, that's who you should be listening to, and anything that pertaineth to that, which is straightway, hallelujah. Because everything coming out of there is going to line up with what Charles Dow is saying, which lines up with the word of Yah. But I'm telling you, a lot of you need to be very, very careful, because there are a lot of people out here talking Torah, talking law, talking like a prophet, right? Talking like they pastors, apostles, you name it. But what they are doing is what they're presenting to you with this doctrines of devils that they're putting out here is what they're trying to do is diminish the glory of the Most High. They're trying to make him be presented to you like he's a mortal man. I've heard some of the strangest stuff lately. You know, people saying they read this and hearing these statements from different people that's supposed to be Hebrews and supposed to be men and women of Yah. And they're saying retarded things like, you know, Yah was lost in the wilderness and he had to go and get wisdom from the animals. Are you serious? What type of retarded crap is that? Think about that. The person that created the animals, the bugs, the birds, the fowls of the air, he created it all. He's got to go to them for wisdom? See, you're trying to make him like you. See, we can look at vegetation. We can look at crops. We can look at animals. We can learn a lot. But we wrapped in flesh. Yah is spirit. Hallelujah, and he is divine. And I'm telling you, be very, very careful. Pastor gave me that incredible warning years ago. It was the first month I met Pastor Dow. He pointed at this temple and said, you be very, very careful what you allow to come into your mind, through your eye gates, and through your ear gates. And it's amazing. Even back then, I'm just little old Brother Rufus. Been around straightway for a couple days. And when he said it to me, guess what? The Holy Spirit instantly told me, cut everything off. Now, mind you, at that time, I was only listening to three people. Excuse me. I was only listening to three different people on YouTube. One of them is a man that we as a ministry kind of support and ring old for life. Hallelujah, because he speaks a lot of truth and he's a supporter of the Straightway Truth Ministry, too. But even at that time, I stopped listening to him. And there was one other person in Pastor Dow. So, of course, I'm going to keep listening to Pastor Dow. Them other two, I cut them off immediately. And even now, I support Ringgold. I'll go check a few things out here and there. But I'm still not there. Why? Because, again, this is where Yah led me to. He didn't lead me to Ringgold for life.
Ringo for Life was just one of those people that popped up on YouTube that was speaking some truth in a specific area. And I'm like, okay, well, that's true. But I'm glad I had the spirit of truth in me to be able to discern what is real, what isn't real, what is meat and what is bone. You see what I'm saying? What needs to be kept, what needs to be thrown away, what you want to put up on your mantle, what you want to throw on your fireplace. Hallelujah. We have to stir up that gift in us, praying in tongues. Do you understand that is a perfect language between you and Yah, and only He understands it. So you sending Him perfect communication that the Hasatan cannot intercept. And in return, He can send back to you whatever it is that you need. So that's why that is so important. It is a defense mechanism as well to protect you in this warfare out here and to keep your mind sane where you're not walking around here with a spirit of fear on you. Hallelujah. You're not walking around here all rejected. Hallelujah. You're not walking around here full of pride, envy, jealousy, vanity, lust. The bad lust. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. You better be very, very careful, saints. Very careful, because I see a lot of this, and the speech is really subtle. Really subtle. And they like to slide it in the midst of a fast typing online and conversations going haywire where you all amped up and you ain't really paying attention to what they're saying because you're just trying to wait for a moment to get your words in. And they'll slide in something to your spirit and have you jacked up when you go home. And then you'll be looking at the Messiah like he was just a regular man. You'll be looking at Yah and trying to reduce him down to some animal, some human being walking on this earth that needs something from us. He don't need us, y'all. Y'all do understand that, right? He said, I don't need your praise either. I'll make a rock cry out. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Think about that for just 2 seconds. So you be very, very careful. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You got a brother or a sister you know out there eating off other tables, you tell them stop that dumb stuff right now. Stop that dumb stuff right now. Y'all gave you a witness on Pastor Dow, listen to him and him alone. And I don't care how they feel about that. They can go away offended if they want to. If that's the case, they didn't have no faith. It was small anyways. Hallelujah. And you be wise in when you're doing that. Hallelujah. You be wise in doing it. But you make sure you're protecting yourself first. Hallelujah. But that's very, very critical in this hour. See, the Yah we serve, he's uncorruptible. He cannot sin. He cannot do wrong. And that image, they're trying to make it look like it's a corruptible man. All of us that's wrapped in flesh are corruptible. Every single one of us, we're born in sin, we're shaped in iniquity. Is that not true? Is that not true? Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Be careful. Guard your mind. Guard what comes in through your eyes. Guard what comes in through your ears. Guard it. Hallelujah. All right, let's get back to this word. I think we're at verse 24. Wherefore, Yah also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts. That's something we need to understand, you guys. You destroy yourself. The book says, Yah will give you the desires of your heart. See, when you do these things, here's the key, even when you don't, you're going to get it. To your destruction. To your destruction. Yah will literally allow you to destroy yourself by your vain imaginations. You're full of uncleanliness. You got all this lust in your heart for things that you desire and you want. So he will allow it to consume you since you won't humble yourself and bow down and submit and sacrifice and obey him and his perfect law. That's what ends up happening. I'm going to read that again. Wherefore, Yah also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. I don't know, we live in that generation. Verse 25, who changed the truth of Yah into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who was blessed forever. Amen. That that is just a sad case that we're living in. And we see it daily, y'all. We see it daily. We see this type of thing going on daily. It's a lie, though. When you listen to that closely, they have tried to change the truth of Yah and turn it into a lie. But remember the strong delusion that was sent from the Most High himself. Who was it for? It was for those that have rejected his truth. That strong delusion was for them. They believe these lies. So he's making sure that they stay in them lives. Get closer to Yah. I know we talked on my last broadcast about Intimacy Avenue. I know we did. And I'm sure we'll go back down there again. But we on there now, really. We walking down the road. We walking down the boulevard. No doubt about it. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because these things need to be close to your heart. The things of Yah, the way he operates and functions. You need to study these things, the wrath of Yah, the judgments of Yah. Why? So that you don't fall prey. So that you don't get caught slipping. So you can see the character of the people that are going to receive this and make sure that you do the total opposite of that. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Praise Yah. Lord, thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. Verse 26, for this cause, Yah gave them up unto vile affections, but even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of women, burning in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. My. I'm going to roll through this, y'all. Verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Now, that is something we are struggling with, you guys. I know that we have been pumped up and overloaded with genetically modified foods. I know our water has been tainted. I know our air has been polluted. But we got a major issue in Israel about comprehension. It's amazing that the things of righteousness and holiness we cannot retain. Simple, basic life instructions. We have a very hard time retaining those things. This is the characteristics of people that are living an ungodly lifestyle, an unclean lifestyle, an unholy lifestyle. The desire is not necessarily to be set apart for the use of Yah. You want the benefits of what the ministry and the kingdom has to offer, but you do not want to put in the labor. Like teacher was saying, you don't want to sacrifice. You don't want to go through the suffering. Well, if he is your Messiah and he's your Savior, he's already commanded that you go through what he went through. You have to sacrifice. You have to suffer. But the good thing, you already know the end result. It's been predestined. You already know you win in the end. This is why I play that song at the beginning of my broadcast and at the end of my broadcast, because you do win. It's a fixed fight. We already know the outcome. And the devil, he already knows the outcome. He just works through all these things to try to get you to not function and walk like someone that has already won. You're championing Yah if you receive these promises, if you walk out these blessings, but you'll be defeated if you sit back and you watch and you listen and you absorb all these vain things that's put into your heart and your mind. It takes some real true repentance, y'all. It takes some real true repentance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to King. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, Yah gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of Yah, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, you become a covenant breaker, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. I see people today, women, they walk around and they look and talk and act and function like men. The way they think, the way they process thought, the way they respond, it's just like a man. And I see the same thing on the opposite, where the men are feminine, sissified, transformers. And their actions and their responses, it's just like a female. And some of you are comfortable around this. Some of you absorb this and bad. It's just nothing. It just bounces right off you like it's no big deal, because that's the environment you've created. I had a conversation with some brothers here recently, truck driving brothers, right? And I told them, they were talking about, you know, how hard it is. Oh, excuse me. When you are out there on the road, you're by yourself, and you're stopping at all these truck stops and all these places, and you go, and I say, no. The problem is your mindset. You dictate and create the atmosphere and the environment that you're in. I said, man, you can have the cab of that truck popping just like it'd be on Shabbat morning at Straightway. You determine that. I said, brother, your truck should be so holy that when you pull into some of these stations, without saying a word, some of these truckers will just jump in their truck and take off or move, go to the other side. They don't even want to be around you. Because the power of the Most High, Yah, will be resonating from you. You can create that environment. But if you're in that truck for hours upon hours every day and you're filling yourself with worldly music, worldly conversations, worldly talk, worldly things, seeing your eyes, going through your eyes, worldly things going through your ear all day. It's no surprise when you pull up that prostitutes want to walk up to your truck. Revelers want to walk up to your truck. They have no problem approaching you because that's the spirit that's resonating off of you. Does this make sense? So you, as a child of Yah, you get to determine and establish the environment that you're in. See, I'm in the multi-purpose building, me and mother. I didn't know she was back there, especially Mother Jennifer. But I determine what's going on in this atmosphere right now. It could be holy or it could be unrighteous. It could be holy or unrighteous. I get to determine. And since we're here reading the word of Yah, and we're talking about Yah, and we're praying to Yah, and we praising Yah, worshiping Yah, what you think it's going to be? It's going to be a holy atmosphere. So somebody that's got evil on their mind, they'll come in and feel that and say, no, let me get out of here. I don't want to be around this. And they'll do the church thing. You know, back in the Baptist church, you just throw that finger up. The saints will just say, hey, bless you. You don't mean that. You don't really mean that. Hallelujah. Remember that, saints. You set the atmosphere. You determine the atmosphere. You have control over that, not the house of tongue. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. I think we're about done. I think we have one more scripture here. Who, knowing the judgment of Yah, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in doing them. Doing that, do them. Hallelujah. Now, on that last verse, the part that needs to really resonate in our mind is that they are worthy of death. That is the final judgment. Now, death is the total separation from Yah. Total separation from Him. And those of you that are listening to me tonight, I know you did not sacrifice, commit yourself, suffer, go through the deliverance, walk out the healing. You didn't go through all the things you went through to get to this point to where now your commitment is not true. And now you're okay. You're okay with being separated from him. Can't be. But that is his judgment. That is his judgment. So here's my admonishment to you, because like I told you, we will read what y'all have for me to read, and then we'll get off. We've actually still gone an hour tonight, which I didn't know we would go that long tonight, you guys. Hallelujah. We've still gone close to an hour. But here's my admonishment to you, the faithful that have come in and decided to fellowship with us tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm grateful. I'm extremely grateful that you're here tonight. But my admonishment to you is you personally take it upon yourself to make sure that you walk so holy in Yah that those that have the spirit of truth, they just will be gravitated to you and they can't stay away from you. I'm not telling you to go out here and be religious. There is a huge difference. Because, see, in America, especially in this world, really, not just America, they teach you how to talk and speak properly. The problem is, because they have not sacrificed and they don't live it, they can't show you how to walk it out. So your words really are vain, and they really fall on deaf ears, because you have no substance behind the things that you say. So walk out your salvation with fear and with trembling. Hallelujah. Walk it out. Now, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to take a short break. I will go to the message by Sister Wendell with the mailing information. We may have some people in here that desire to support the ministry. This will give you all the instructions to do that. If you have questions, you can put them in the chat room. If you're listening and you're not in the chat room and you got my number, you can text it to me. If you got my email, you can email it to me. We get questions, I'll answer them. Well, I'll let the book answer them, and we'll move forward. If not, we will end the broadcast, and I will see you guys in 5 weeks. Hallelujah. So we're going to take a short break. We're going to give you the information for the ministry. Some of you may want to support and don't know how to, so this will give you the opportunity to do that, and I'll be back in about 2.5 minutes. All right? Bless y'all.
Shalom. This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Lafayette is spelled Lafayette. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
All right, shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome back to the Straightway Truth Ministry broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Elder Rufus. You are on, if you have questions, the book have answers. And that was the information for those that want to support the ministry. Glory to the King. So we went through, for those that may have come in late, we went through Romans chapter 1. I think we started about verse 16, something like that, and then we went down to the end of the chapter. We're talking about the wrath of Yah tonight, and we're also talking about how you, as a believer, a true believer, need to set the tone, and you need to set the atmosphere, no matter where you are. Hallelujah. There's a lot going on out here in the world today, you guys. I'm telling you, it is a lot. And for those of you that don't understand it, this is what you need to be connected to. Right here. They connect you here, Pastor Dow, the elders, and all your brothers. We tell you this stuff all the time. Stay connected, stay connected, stay connected. You're not connected if you're coming to fellowship when it's convenient for you. You're not connected. You're not connected if you're not supporting the ministry in your time, in your efforts, your deeds, financially. You're not connected. I love you enough to just tell you the truth. You're just not. Hallelujah. So when we say stay connected, that means come get involved. Put yourself in a position where you can be judged by your brothers. Hallelujah. Or we can see what type of seed you got. Hallelujah. See if you're serious about this walk or if you're playing games like the majority of the world. Let's see if there's some fruit coming from you. Hallelujah. Let's see if there's some kind of fruit coming from you. So those of you that desire fellowship, all you have to do is call the dining hall. That number is 615-688-3025. Leave a message. Hallelujah. Leave a message there. It'll get to the hands of the right people, and they will reach out to you. Now, if they don't get back to you in what you consider a timely manner, you have another option. Guess what it is? You can call back. Nobody gets in trouble for leaving multiple messages. We actually encourage it because we have a small amount of people that are actually dealing with a large amount of folks. You guys would be amazed at the amount of people that reach out to the ministry for counsel, instruction, guidance, wisdom, questions galore, fellowship, relocation. I mean, it is a lot that comes through that 615-688-3025 number. So as we cycle through all of it, the few people that are handling that thing, you may not get the call in a day or two, sometime even in a week. Don't be discouraged. Call back. Keep pressing. I don't care if you call back 10 times. I guarantee you somebody will eventually get you. But I can tell you this, your efforts, they won't be in vain, though. But if you truly love the Most High Yah, we'll get a witness about you. We're kind of functioning like the hub on a much smaller level, though, because we pretty much are getting somebody new come here almost every single week. There are people that I have been in communication with, some is close up to a year. We had a brother come from the Michigan area, and he's a trucker. I've been talking to this brother for months, close to a year. And he came, and he was in the area, and y'all said, let him come, and he did. And the brother was blessed. That's his words. He was blessed. He was like, I can't believe I've been missing out on this for this long. Oh, my God. I'm like, well, you're here now. Be grateful. And he was a blessing. You know, everybody that come, you can't tell them, I want you to come back. This brother, I could do that with. Like, man, can't wait to see you again when you're back in this area. Stop in for fellowship. Stay connected. Stay connected. Hallelujah. All right, saints. Okay, I guess we do have a question. I did not see that in here, but I'm going to look closer. Yes. It says, how does one wait on the Most High? Or what does it mean to do that? Very good question. Very simple answer, too. Simply that. You are patient. You know, the Most High Yah will speak to us with that still, small voice. He will give us unctions. He will prick our hearts. Y'all know how he does all that. When you are entrusting him in a matter, be patient enough to wait for him to guide you in it. Hallelujah. Because, see, you may think you need an answer today. Yah knows you don't really need the answer to next week. You understand what I'm saying? You think it's an emergency. It's not an emergency to Yah. So the way you wait on Yah is when you give it to him, you have the faith to trust that he is going to respond. I mean, think about this. He created you. He's your father, right? So those of us that have natural fathers, if we went and asked him a question and he didn't give us an answer right then, will we just say our dad is not going to give us the answer? Especially on something we know there's a necessary need. But see, your dad is wise. He knows if you amped up or you charged up or whatever the case may be, you're really not focused, this ain't a good time to give you the answer. You'll go screw it up right now. See, when you ask Yah for things and you're waiting on him, you should know in your spirit. And you should have a spirit of expectation for him to deliver it in the due season, like in the perfect timing. His timing is more important than almost anything. See, I may know his level of truth. I may know what he says in this area, but that don't mean I know how to implement it. That don't mean I know when to implement it. We've seen many, many examples, even in the Bible, of men jumping over Yah's will, you know, jumping over, doing things too fast, not waiting on the spirit of Yah to let it happen and make it happen. We see it all. I see it a lot in relationships. I can tell you that right now. You got a wife that's faithful to the Most High. You got a husband that's a piece of crap. Or vice versa. You got a husband that is faithful, pressing, and you got a woman that's full of Jezebel. But instead of waiting and hearing from Yah how to deal with it, you go out and make certain moves, and then you got to go through certain pain, of that. So how do you wait on the Most High? Patiently. Wait on him patiently and believe. Here's the thing. Extend your faith. Believe that while you're waiting that he is going to deliver the answer. And then don't put a restriction or a cap on him how he can speak to you. Right? Some of us think, well, if it don't come in this manner, it wasn't God. That's your problem. He could use a man. He could speak to himself. He could send a dream. He could have a child speak to you. He can reach you in so many different avenues. You just got to make sure your spirit is conditioned to receive it once he delivers it. Because a lot of times he'll deliver it. You think you know the will of Yah, and you don't. And he'll deliver it, and then you'll call the devil. Man, I can't be Yah. Why? Because you ain't never experienced it before. His thoughts are well beyond our thoughts. His thoughts are well beyond our thoughts. Hallelujah. So you patiently wait on the Most High, but you wait in faith, and you wait in belief. Don't let doubt creep in. Don't let unbelief creep in. Well, Yah hasn't answered me. Remember, Daniel waited how long? Was it 21 days he had to wait? 21 days. What if he got faint at 10 days? 14 days. 17 days. What if, just imagine this. How many of you have quit on Yah on day 20? Quit believing. Quit trusting. How many of you have done it? Then come with these railing accusations against the Most High. You patiently wait on the Most High. He will get it to you in the manner that he desires to get it, if you are faithful. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. If you out here living a life of crap, and you one of these people we talked about today out of Romans, unrighteous, unholy, unclean, you ain't going to get no answer from Yah. So your waiting going to be just that, waiting. Because them prayers you sent up, they didn't go no further than that ceiling that you get it under. Hallelujah. Hopefully I answered your question. Next question says, should a man ever say no to Yah? No, he shouldn't. No, he shouldn't. It's never an appropriate time for you to tell Yah no. Now, have many men done it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Stupid as we are. Oh, yeah. And most of the time, it's out of fear. It's out of fear, man. People know the responsibility that comes with serving the Most High. And it's going to come with some sacrifice. It's going to come with some ripping and tearing of that family. It's going to come with some great separation. It's going to come with a lot of pain. So some people, weak in mind and weak in spirit, they'll say no to Yah, but let's keep it real. If Yah has called you, you coming. You coming. I can tell you this from personal experience. You don't ever want to be in the situation where Yah speaks to you and tells you, you know what, if you don't do what I tell you, I have no need of you. That is scary, y'all. Elder's been there. I wasn't elder then, I was a brother. But I've been there. Well, he's told me to do something specific, and I knew he wanted me to do it. And because my own personal will couldn't understand the timing, okay? I couldn't understand the timing. Like, it can't be it's too early, it's this, it's that. I made all kind of excuses out of fear. And it got to a point where y'all said, look, if you don't do what I tell you to do, I ain't got no need for you. And I knew exactly what that meant. And I followed those instructions quickly, and I repented first and foremost. To answer that question, no. There's never an appropriate time for a man to say no to Yah. Because, again, Yah always has your best intentions at heart. His will is perfect. His law is perfect. He can't sin. So I can't think of any reason, maybe some of you can, but I can't think of any reason why anyone would ever say no to Yah, and it would be appropriate. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. All right, Saints, I don't see any more questions in here. I do appreciate the ones that fellowship with us tonight. We did make it to the hour mark. We went past that a little bit. So this is a good fellowship, y'all. You know, this is the thing about Straightway. We get fed so much, y'all. I'm not about the amount. I'm about the quality. But here's the thing with Straightway. You're going to get an abundance in amount and in quality. The key is which one is going to resonate in your heart. I had a brother this week tell me about he was going back through the messages, and he kept going, kept going, kept going. He just made up in his mind, I'm going to go back until I get back to Pastor Dow's first message, and it took him a few days. A lot of hours, because he's got over like 6,000 YouTube messages. It took him hours to get there. But which one of those messages is going to be the thing that sets you free to the point where your mind is made up that you're never turning back? Which one? Because if not, all 6,000 of messages don't mean nothing. If it's not going to get you to a point where you 100% make up in your mind that you're going to serve y'all in spirit in truth, no matter what, you could lose the world, but how about gaining your soul? I love my family, and even if they were taken away from me, and from what the world would say unjust, I'm not going to stop loving y'all. I see y'all on the other side. We served him well. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about anyway. That's what it's all about anyway. Never forget that. All right, Saints, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I think I'm back on in about 5 weeks. I know we got like a five-man rotation, so it'll be 4 more weeks, and then I'm back on. It's an honor. I mean, it's a blessing to get in here and chop it up in this world with you guys and just fellowship. I love gathering amongst the brethren, no matter what shape, fashion, or form it come in. I love it. I don't care if it's two of us or 2,000 of us. When he is lifted up, I'm excited. Hallelujah. So bless all of you. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, my sisters, my brothers, for coming in, for sacrificing. I hope the Most High was able to reach you tonight and to encourage you and prick your heart a little bit in the area and give you strength. because I know your elder has needed it. So any of you that love me, right, and you want, like, man, what can I do for my elder? Pray for his strength. All the leaders, start with Pastor Dial on down, but pray for our strength. Hallelujah. Pray for our strength. That's what is needed in this hour. So with that, I bid you shalom. I love you, and I will see you all soon. Get your hearts and minds ready for Tabernacles. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Praise God.
Right down, my enemy, in the name of Jesus.